Sometimes the greatest comedy you could possibly find comes from your own family.
Munn's Memos, Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
You know, grandparents, they love to get on the phone. The voicemail message is their text message, basically.
They've mastered it.
That's where they leave everything right there. And they expect people to go through long messages and then get back to them with updates on these things. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother-in-law calls my wife maybe 8 times a day and gives her all sorts of updates on things that are happening in the world. Here's a voicemail that we got just the other day.
Hi, it's just Mom. I was just wondering, is there a parking lot behind Amici's that we can park in so we don't have that hard time on Main Street? All right, if you get this message, let me know. If not, I'll just have to find out myself.
Let's just stop here for a minute. Is that I'm calling you to find out where it is I should park. It should be noted, Anna, that this is a meal that Alicia and I were not invited to.
Right.
We're not going to this meal. We're not meeting them at the restaurant.
What do you want her to
like
do?
That.
You want her to go find out for herself? Are you insane?
That's just ridiculous.
Right. That's crazy.
There's no Google that's happening here. No, let me just call Alicia. That's where we'll find out this pertinent information. She continues.
All right, sweetie. I hope you had a good time last night. See, your pictures came out nice.
So wait a minute. Now here comes judgment on what it is our behavior was last night when we went out.
Right.
All right. And I hope the little guys are right when you got home, because I left here about 10 after 9.
So we had grandmother doing some dog sitting. She came by to let the dogs out for a little bit. And then, of course, now we got to get a puppy update.
Right.
Took them out about 10 hours and let them out there for a while. They peed. They didn't do no poop, but they did pee.
Oh. No poop.
So I let them stay out for a while, and I'm running around and pee. They didn't want me to leave, though.
No.
He was upset. All right, I'm getting ready to go meet June.
So this message actually goes on for another minute and 30 seconds. But I'm going to save you guys the rest of the updates there as to what our plans were without June.
Yeah. I like when old people say pee and
right. I thought that had to stay. Right. And then we get the emotional update of how my dog is feeling.
Right.
And how about a medical update? Let's get one of those.
Hi, Alicia. I'm just calling to find out how your mother is. I happen to go on Facebook, and there she is in the ER, I guess, with a gown bag.
She's on a gown. She's on Facebook with a gown.
Blowing in that thing.
Blowing
in that thing. What I find more alarming. The more alarming part is that why is your mother-in-law posting pictures on Facebook in a gown in the emergency room blowing in that thing?
Well, you know, obviously she's using your time wisely here. There's a clue involved.
Blowing in that thing. I sent her a message, but I don't know if she got it.
Right.
All right, love you. Bye-bye.
So my mother-in-law's got time enough to post the message where she's in a gown blowing in some sort of apparatus at the hospital in the ER.
Right.
But she is not responding to her own mother's message.
That makes sense. Lady, no wonder why she has to leave 7-minute messages. Nobody calls her back.
I'll tell you what, man.
Nice.
If you mine this ground, there is a lot of gold. I've got one more for you when we come back.
It really comes to Raven's grandmother, Munn.
She leaves my wife messages all day long, about 8 of them. Let's see what we got this time.
Hi, honey. I'm just calling to find out how you're feeling today. Jeez, I hope you're all right. This is what happens around the holiday. Somebody always ends up sick.
My wife was a little bit run down around the holiday, so concern in the phone call.
My shoulders really hurt, like I hurt him or something. I don't know.
Her shoulder's killing her.
That way.
She's got to empathize with you.
Right.
I'm also in pain. If you're in pain, guess what? I'm in pain.
But other than that, I didn't know what's happening. Snow and rain and that.
Oh, weather update. Well,
I guess we gotta take what we get, right?
Yep.
All right, honey, I just hope you feel better so we, you know, you can have a good day. As soon as Pop gets back, we gotta run to the store. I gotta get a couple more things that I needed in my salad.
Good, good.
She needs stuff for her salad.
All right, hon, go, you know, take something good for it so you feel a little better. Okay, we'll see you guys later.
I always
love
say.
You.
And if you're wondering if she sounds a little bit sleepy, is that Munn's got a medical card, so she can do whatever she wants.
Oh, man. I wish there was video that went along with these phone calls, you know?